These kind of things only happen for the first time once.
Right.
Right, you can only hear the first show of the first month of the new year once. That show would be the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Hope you had a great holiday. I sure did. It's tough, though, getting back in the swing of things, right? I see you. Drop that donut. I gave you a jump start to make and break those resolutions. It is tough. Boy, do I know. We'll talk. But a little less than normal, because we're going to let the music do most of the talking as we celebrate the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, on what would have been his 80th birthday last Thursday, January 8th. The king only made it to 42, sadly, but his sound, his influence, still reverberates throughout the culture and the universe. We will celebrate with some of his classic songs, songs that influenced him and songs that he influenced. That's all coming up. Also, speaking of great voices in rock and roll, one was silenced during our hiatus. Joe Cocker passed away at the age of 70, so we'll celebrate his unique sound and performance style with a couple of songs as well. Inspiration Action Challenge, the success stories continue to mount, which means either you were working hard over the holiday or you just took some time to catch up and tell us about it, which, believe me, I appreciate more than you can know. We'll celebrate with another success story. Love to get you in the mix, too. If you're listening live, get your tin cans and a string together and give us a call on Tuesday, January 13th, 2015. Thank you very much. 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, number in motion 347-857. 4505. Twitter feed available too at AB Writes. Are you finding yourself writing the right date, 2015, on checks and things? So far, I haven't slipped up. I've been pretty good. I guess I had to write so many checks. It worked out okay. The show today being brought to you in part by H&R Block. You can file your taxes efficiently, affordably, and fast at hrnblock.com. File the state return. Your federal is free. By the Oak Center for Lifelong Learning, it's never too late to embrace your dreams. Live the life you've always wanted. Details now at current winter workshops just starting and spring workshops coming soon at oakcenterlearning.org. Also by PopNet, Arts, Culture, and Conversation, online on the air. 24/7, it's the new improved PopNet. So let's get started as we celebrate that truck driver from Tupelo, Mississippi, who was oh so dangerous as he worked his pelvis and captured the hearts, minds, and fantasies of teenage girls and changed the culture forever. At his first number one, checked in with number one in the Heartbreak Hotel. Here's your key. That clandestine place. Well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely. Die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, well, be so lonely, baby. Be so lonely. Be so lonely, they could die. Man, the bell of tears keep flowing. The death clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so lonely.
Thank you.
man singing there? Who is that man? Why, of course, it's Elvis Presley, and that was the beginning. Elvis Presley, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Don. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Elvis, that was the beginning of this great career that you're building for yourself, wasn't it?
That's right. It all started out real quick-like, just like that.
Just shooting right up into stardom. Well, come on right into the microphone, buddy, and tell us just where that session was held.
Well, it was held in Memphis, Tennessee, about 3 blocks from my home. It was the recording studio, and I walked in just by accident, and boom.
And there you were, huh? Who were the boys on the session with you?
Scotty Moore and Bill Black.
Just a trio making all that music.
That's right. Well, actually, there's only two. See, I'm just singing. I play the guitar, but they don't record it.
Elvis, I understand that this sound that you get on record was really a mistake, or at least was kind of a gimmick thing at first. Is that true?
That's right. We just more or less landed upon it accidentally.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knew what they were doing until we had already done it.
Just got in there and had yourself a real good time, and the folks took to it.
We just had a ball, and it surprised me because it went over.
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
And the folks all over the country are taking to that sound, and you haven't changed it, of course, now, have you?
No, I'm still staying with the same pattern.
Uh-huh. Then didn't Mr. Steve Scholes, Mr. Chick Crumpacker come along and hear some of your singing and have you switch over to one of the big record companies?
That's right. I met Mr. Chick Crumpacker down in Meridian, Mississippi at Jimmy Rogers Memorial Day.
Isn't it true that Chick Crumpacker saw you in a very sort of conservative outfit down there and told you you're just going to have to wear louder clothes? Is that true?
Yes, sir. I was wearing a pink suit.
A pink suit. Very conservative.
Very conservative, pink suit. And he told me that I was going to have to get something a little louder. He said, you can't see that thing. You know?
And what happened when you wore that pink suit in Jacksonville, Florida, as if I didn't know?
Well, it was kind of eliminated from me.
I know. Well, I'll tell the folks, in case you're a little too modest about it, the folks just went so crazy over Elvis's singing that as soon as he tried to get down off the stage, they disrobed the lad, cut it up into 2-inch squares, and everybody took home a sample, and he no longer has a pink suit. So you had to substitute something pink in your wardrobe, and didn't you get a car?
Well, you can't put the car in the wardrobe, but I had the car even before I got the suit.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So you bought the suit to match the car?
That's right. I kind of thought that would be a gimmick, and really it drew a lot of attention. You know, in fact, it got in a lot of the trade papers about the pink suit and the pink car. But I kind of slacked off on the pink now because. I think the color is changing to purple or something.
Well, you're certainly living up on those personal appearances, and I know that the folks listening into the program will want to get out and see Elvis Presley in the grand show whenever it comes around to their neighborhood. In fact, go on out and see all these live country music entertainers, because there's nothing like a live show. I keep saying that.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the response has been so tremendous that there's just not going to be any stopping of this Elvis Presley boy, and all the folks are going to be hearing a lot more from him, and of course they're going to be hearing right here on the show all of your latest recordings as they come out. Elvis, I want to thank you very much for dropping by the show.
Don, it was really a pleasure, and I sure appreciate your spins on my records.
Thanks again, Elvis, and drop around again real soon.
Thank you very much.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, to cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high.
Well, that was just a lie.
Elvis Presley his classic Hound Dog, his third number one in 1956. He was just rattling them off. That was an early race record that he adopted and took to the top of the charts. And that snippet, wasn't that great? A gentleman named Don on a radio station, country radio station, so many years ago, interviewing a young Elvis Presley, how young, how humble he was back in those days. And the story goes, a lovely man up until the end. We also heard, of course, Heartbreak Hotel and Alana Miles, her one-hit wonder, the sultry Elvis salute, Black Velvet. It is the Amy Bethurk. We should love to hear from you, your favorite Elvis songs, Elvis movies, too, if you're so inclined. I'm not a big fan of the films, but a couple of them are cute. Reach out via Twitter at AB Writes or the phone line, 347-857-4505. So in the early days, before you got hooked up with Colonel Parker and went to RCA and then had the big, big part of the career, the early days were was at Sun Records and in Memphis. Walked in, Sam Phillips took him under his wing. But he wasn't the only guy at Sun Records at the time. They were influencing each other back then. Three other guys would join him. They would later become known as the Million Dollar Quartet. I'm talking, of course, about Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and rockabilly pioneer Carl Perkins. Elvis became synonymous with the song Bleed the Way It Shoes because he performed it a few times on national television, but it was Carl Perkins who wrote it, recorded it, took it to number one in 1955. So don't step on Mr. Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes, if you don't mind.
Two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Car, you drink my liquor from my old fruit jar. You do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock! Show free to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. 'Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you cry, cry, cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye, bye, bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry, cry, cry. Thank you. I lie awake at night to wait till you come in. You stay a little while and then you're gone again. Every question that I ask, I get a lie, lie, lie. For every lie you tell, you're gonna cry, cry, cry. When your fickle love gets old, no one will care for you. Then you'll come back to me for a little love, that's true. I'll tell you no, and then you'll ask me why. When I remind you of all of this, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you want me then. It'll hurt when you think of the fool you've been. You're gonna cry, cry, cry.
Why is it you can't hear songs like that on the radio, Johnny?
You gotta turn it on.
When I'm near a girl that I love best,
My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
The King shook himself up to the number one spot in 1957. We've all shook up on the Amy Beth Erkowitz Show. His compadres, the sole survivor of the Million Dollar Quartet, Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, also topped the charts in 57 with a whole lot of shaking going on. Johnny Cash from 1956, a chart topper, Cry, Cry, Cry. And the late, great Carl Perkins from 1955, the first one to reach the top. And Blue Suede Shoes. It is the Amy Beth Erkowitz Show. Reach out at A.B. Wright's, your favorite Elvis songs. Movies, memories, etc. Also, anything else you want to talk about. Phone line available, too, at 347-857-4505. Nixie, one of our radio regulars, chiming in via Twitter, says, hey, great to have you back, AB. So glad, too, you're doing Elvis. So few have saluted him. Yeah, it's interesting to me, too, that I noticed that, you know, last week they did play a lot of his movies on places like TCM and cable channels. But as far as the music goes, in mainstream radio, I didn't hear a lot of it. I don't know if I was listening that closely that day. Even the oldies stations, I guess they played a smattering. But you think they would have taken the time to re-embrace Elvis and his legacy and reintroduce him to a whole new generation? Not so much. So that's why we're glad we have all these great podcasts and websites that certainly did take a chance to salute the king of rock and roll. He was such an influence on so many songwriters who realized, even if their sound didn't mimic him in some way or wasn't directly influenced, they revered his legacy and what he did to change the culture and the music. One of the most enduring singer-songwriters of our time, Elton John, who I guess might have been influenced in some of his songs, like Crocodile Rock, for example, takes a shot at it here. A salute to Elvis, a more thoughtful song called A Porch Swing in Tupelo. It's Elton John saluting Elvis on the Amy Beth Erkowitz Show.
There's a porch swinging to blow in the shade of the south, where the sweet honey dips up out of that old hush your mouth. It's a slow road on down that old Natchez Trace through Alabama cotton fields to a state of grace. It's a crisp golden autumn on the Tennessee line, rolling down the Mississippi like you're headed back in time. Town's closed on Sunday, everybody's in church, it's empty as the moon, this place here on earth.
And the spirit don't change. Some places Hey, now what happened to the music? Let's wail.
Yeah, come on, let's dance.
Let me be your love chain back. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tiger's way too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a woman who be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hand and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause I wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
You like Andy, you're fine and dandy with me. Confederate Railroad and their little portrait of Americana on the Andy Griffith Orkowitz Show. Andy Griffith Show, that is, of course. How are you today? Reach out via Twitter, Davey Rice. We're saluting the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, with his songs and songs that were influenced by him and songs that influenced him and all that good stuff. Love to hear your take at AB Rice, one of our hardier regulars. Johnny Fever's Hangover chiming in, saying, really happy to have you back. Missed the show. Love the Elvis, too. And Shelley chiming in, didn't like the Fat Elvis, love the early stuff, Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, my faves. Well, we played one, we're going to play another. And we also played Teddy Bear, which has to be one of our executive producer, TCS President ML's favorite songs. And Elton John, Oh What a Beauty, Porch Swing in Tupelo. Did you watch the Golden Globes? As we flash back to contemporary times, I did see a part of it. I didn't watch the whole thing because I had to watch Downton Abbey, of course. But Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, they will be missed. They have that great patter. They did a good job, although I'm so over award shows. Lots of surprises, though, were some upsets. Not sure how Grand Budapest Hotel won. We'll talk a little more about that on Friday. Boyhood, of course, predictably, I think, won the best picture because it was 12 years in the making, and I haven't seen it yet. Hard to believe I'm behind the eight ball in so many of these categories because the week it came out, I was sick, and it disappeared from my movie arena around here because it was an artier film and it only lasted 1 week, believe it or not. Maybe they'll re-release it. I think it's slated for DVD any day now, so I'll have to make some corrections. Julianne Moore, still Alice. This may be her Oscar here. We'll see. We'll find out. We'll talk more about all that come up on Friday, our Friday Follies Free Flow Pop Culture Combo Edition. The Razzie nominations come out tomorrow. Oscars on Thursday. We'll play catch-up on all the Free Flow stuff, heavy duty and otherwise, That's all coming up. But the Golden Globes back in 1956 when Elvis was first charting, some of the winners included Kirk Douglas for Lust for Life, Ingrid Bergman for Anastasia, Best Film, Around the World in 80 Days. But they had another category back then, which they eliminated, I don't know how many years ago, but it's been gone for a while, certainly in my memory, where they had the Most Promising Newcomer category. And in 1956, for the men, it was a three-way tie between, get this, Paul Newman, John Kerr, and Anthony Perkins. Most Promising Newcomer female went to Carole Baker, also a three-way tie, Carole Baker, Jane Mansfield, and Natalie Wood. So some of those folks went on to have pretty impressive careers, I think. Fascinating. This year in the TV category, oh, I was so dismayed to see that Olive Kittredge came up empty. I thought it would win for sure in Best Miniseries, and Frances McDormand's performance was exquisite, but the winner there, Fargo, won Best Miniseries, and the Best Actress went to Maggie Gyllenhaal for An Honorable Woman. Now, I'm not saying she didn't do a good job with that, but that was a complicated, convoluted mess of a show, in my opinion. Just mine, again. We'll talk more about that on Friday. Anyway, but I guess in Best Comedy, they were a lot of folks were predicting that the Netflix sensation Orange is the New Black would win. It was beat out by Amazon's foray into streaming with Transparent. So, intriguing, indeed. I haven't seen that one, but who knows. But if you're partial to Crazy Eyes, Red and the Gang, here's your Jailhouse Rock from 1957. This one to you, too, Shelley. Grab a chair if you don't have a partner.
Of Elvis on Union Avenue. followed him up to the gates of Graceland. And I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Well, they've got catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. The river. Glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a field. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues. In the middle of the pouring rain, touched down in the land of the Delta Blues. In the middle of the pouring rain.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? Child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
In the ghetto, one of his later songs that showcases power ballad style, Elvis Presley. And the powerful In the Ghetto on the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show. Mark Cohen's signature song, Walking in Memphis, and the Kings' Heyday in 1957, topping the charts with Jailhouse Rock. At the Twitter feed at AB Roy, it's Dondi chiming in. Love so many of the songs. Good show. Glad to hear it. Well, thank you, Dondi. Reach out via Twitter at AB Roy, or put those tin cans and the string together. Give us a call at 347-857-4505, saluting the King of Rock and Roll in honor of the anniversary of Elvis Presley's 80th birthday. Wow. Last Thursday. January 8th. What are your favorite Elvis songs and movies, if you're so inclined? Share those with us as well. So there's a very famous story about one of our icons, Bruce Springsteen, who as a young guy was a big Elvis fan, apparently, and tried to jump over the gates, get into Graceland. Didn't quite work out that way. He didn't make it in to see Elvis. He had a song he thought Elvis could record, but unfortunately he didn't get the song to Elvis in time. Elvis passed away. And Springsteen eventually passed on the song, of all people, all groups, to have charted with it, the Pointer Sisters. But when you hear Bruce do it, it sounds so different. It's called Fire. Springsteen, a song he hoped Elvis would record on the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show.
I'm driving in my car, I turn on the radio, I'm pulling you close, you just say no, you say you don't like it, but girl, I know you're alive. Late at night,
Take it easy, friend. Aren't we all just here to rock?
Colin Elvis on the Amy Beth Art Buoy Show. Being a hot one for him back in 1972, Burn in Love. Bruce Springsteen doing the song he wrote for Elvis the way I guess he wished Elvis would have recorded it, and Fire. Not sure how the Pointer Sisters got into the mix, but they're the ones that have the big hit with it, although other folks have recorded. Elvis never got to record that song, but he did record this little ditty, Mean Woman Blues. We remember Elvis on the Amy Beth Art Buoy Show.
I got a woman here, she can be. I got a woman mean as she can be. sat up, died of fright, 'cause she crossed his path last night. She blew my lips, hurt so good my heart just fell. I got a woman need, and she got me. Sometimes I think she's all over me, get out of me. Thank you.
For a moment, a couple more Elvis songs before we get out of here, of course, but I want to give a shout out to our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story, Hillary in Iowa City, who says she's working on a memoir. She writes, I think I'm about halfway through, but who knows about these things, but this challenge has helped me refocus my energies and work on discarded talents, which I left dormant for oh so many years. Writer's block was a big problem for me, but I got focused, got started, reevaluated things, and thank you so much for doing it. I want to tell people to try it. I think it can work for you, but you have to be willing to really give it your efforts and expect a couple of stumbles along the way. It's normal. At least it was for me. Good luck to you, Hillary. Thank you so much for those words. I'm glad it's working for you. I hope you keep going strong and keep us posted. If the Inspiration Action Challenge is working for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out because, you know, it makes you feel good, I think, but it also helps spur other folks on. On the other hand, if you need a little help in that area, a creativity coaching conversation can be yours for the asking. And, in fact, the first one is always on me, so reach out via the website amybetharkawi.com. Give me about a week or so to get back to you if you want that conversation, but I will. And I think on Friday we'll give you a primer, too, because we haven't really given you the exact primer in a while. I don't want to take too much time today from the music. But if you're stuck in that creative ditch, I think we can help jolt you out of it. You'll have to put a little effort into it. It takes a little elbow grease, but I think it'll help. So we'll work on it together come Friday. So thank you so much again, Hillary. Good luck to you. I hope it continues to work for you. Shifting gears for a moment, we'll get back to some more Elvis, but first I want to pay tribute to Joe Cocker, another great voice that we lost over the hiatus at the age of 70. Apparently he was suffering from lung cancer. Joe really had that unique sound, and what a passionate and unique kind of spastic performance style that was lampooned so brilliantly by John Belushi, the late, great John Belushi, on Saturday Night Live. In fact, they did it together. Joe Cocker had a good sense of humor about the whole thing, too, in one of the editions of that show in its heyday. Joe Cocker burst on the scene with that great sound, big time. I mean, he was tooling around for a while, but burst on the scene in a big way. That breakthrough performance at Woodstock in 1969 at the age of 26, when he made that Beatles classic, with a little help from my friends, his own, in a way that Paul McCartney said he never believed that song had so much soul in it, and he fully sanctioned it. In fact, I think he thinks it was the better version, and so do I. Give a listen as we remember Joe Cocker.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? would you stand up and walk out on me? Lay on me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
lie?
All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. Tell you, don't it say it no more. Gonna get down and I'm afraid. Thank you.
Cocker putting his signature on a couple of Beatles classics. She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, of course, from Abbey Road, and I Get By with a Little Help from My Friends. Sounds like totally different songs, doesn't it? Amazing. And there was a petition bandied about right after Joe Cocker's death that to get him inducted posthumously and immediately into this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. I was surprised he hasn't already been in there, because he certainly is a powerful and influential interpreter of songs. He deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it's such a capricious business. Who the heck knows? The man's legacy will live on and on. We miss you already, Joe. Thanks for the great music. At the Twitter feed at 80 Rights, Clark chiming in. Great songs, great show. Usually listen on podcasts, but had a chance to listen live. Really love it. We'll listen later again, too. Well, thank you so much, Clark. That's the beauty of the podcast and the on-demand listening. You can always listen to it anytime you want to, on demand at the Blog Talk Radio site. Follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show there. Or, of course, at the website, amybetharkowitz.com, NetNow, and iTunes. Easily download the show when you're ready to hear it. And at the Twitter feed, Ginny chiming in says her favorite movies, Blue Hawaii, Jailhouse Rock, and Viva Las Vegas.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a new steel. Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing. All those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it costs me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Time keeps dragging on, but that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
As you can see, this show can't miss.
Yeah. obliged to defend every love, every ending. Or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to believe we all will be received in great man.
Man on the moon.
Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? R.E.M., Man on the Moon, which kind of sums up a generation, doesn't it, on the Amy Beth Arcus Show. And Paul Simon's gorgeous Grammy-winning salute to the king, Graceland. Elvis's early Sun City compatriot, Johnny Cash, in Folsom Prison Blues, and the king swinging with his then-on-screen queen, Anne Margaret, in Viva Las Vegas. Good stuff. I'm Amy with Arcway Show. Hey, by the way, if you're in the mood for in the market for a private plane, Elvis Presley's private planes are up for sale. Yeah, he's got two luxury planes, the Lisa Marie and the Hound Dog 2. They've been on display at Graceland for the past 30 years. He bought the Lisa Marie, a Convair 880 jet from Delta Airlines in 1975 for $250,000. After refurbishing it, it was revalued at $600,000. The jet, of course, named after the late rock legend's only child, includes a penthouse bedroom, a custom queen-size bed, and a bathroom with gold faucets and a gold wash basin. It gives us insight into how Elvis lived and how the king traveled on board the Lisa Marie, so said Martin Nolan, the executive director of Julian's Auction, which is holding the sealed bidding. It can hold 29 people, and typically 8 to 10 people traveled with Elvis any one time. The Hound Dog 2 is a Lockheed Jetstar that he bought also in 1975 while he was waiting for the complete renovation on the Lisa Marie. It cost nearly $900,000, according to the auction house. The two planes will be auctioned off through the sealed bid, which goes on through February 2nd. So there's still time if you're in the market for such a thing. And who isn't, right? Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. You know, as the world awakened to a not-so-happy new year this year, we're off to not such a great start. It's great to let the music do the talking, a little less conversation as we get ready almost to wrap up where we started. But not quite. I'm Amy Beth Arcus.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on,
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 come on, come on.
Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl, I'm getting plain, you just sit and wait around.
Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less fart. A little less fight, a little more fart. Shut your mouth and open up your heart.
Elvis Presley on the Amy Beth Arcus Show. A little less conversation. We'll have a little more conversation on Friday with the Free Flow Pop Culture Convo. The serious, the silly, the sublime, humor, music, too, all coming up on Friday's show. So join us then. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at AB Writes, and you can follow now our producer, Trudy Hart, officially on Twitter at Radio Trudy. She'll feature show updates and, of course, her own outrageous commentary. This could get dangerous. Check it out. Have yourself a great week, whatever you do, wherever you go. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arcus Show. I'm going to leave you appropriately enough with Elvis's final number one hit from 1969. It's also a great way to wrap up for a mystery author. It's Suspicious Minds. Take care. Talk to you on Friday.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because our love is too much, baby. Why can't you see?